Okay, today is Daf Kuf Mem Vav. We're on Kuf Mem Vav. I apologize. My voice is shot. Do my best. This Daf is also going to make your head spin. This Daf is about, basically, opening bottles on Shabbos. Very, very complicated here, and the halacha is just as complicated. Shover Adam Es HaChavis. A person is allowed to break a barrel. Le'echol Hamenu Grogris. To get to the dates inside. You hear that? You can break the barrel to get to the dates inside. Why could you do that? Rashi says something impossible. Rashi says, first Rashi in the Mishnah, Balea grogros, it's full of grogros, besakin, with a knife, or besayif, or with a sword, lechom men of grogros, to eat the grogros, the ein mekalkel shum iser b'shavis. Because he's breaking the barrel, and there's no Isra of Makalkal at all on Shabbos. Says the Ran, you ever heard of something called the Rabbana? You're right, it's not Asa Midaraisa, because it's not Molechas Machsheves, but it's certainly Asa Midarabbana. Right? What's Rashi talking about? Thank you. Right? What's Rashi talking about? So the Chazanish answers that what Rashi's talking about is he didn't really mean a classic definition of Makalkel. What he meant was it looks a little bit like Soser. Right? It ain't Binyan and Steer by Kalim anyway. So again, what's Rashi talking about? You don't even need to come on to Makalkel. You don't even need to. Well, by the way, it's Makalkel. There's no binyan by Kalim and there's no steer by Kalim. So you don't even need to come on to Makalkel. Rashi should have said, because there's no binyan steer by Kalim. No, Rashi didn't say that. He said Makalkel. And there's no such thing as Makalkel on Shabbos. First of all, it's not even true. It's not something about him. Second of all, to say that there's Makalkel, there isn't even binyan by Kalim altogether. Rashi is very difficult. Chazanish says that Rashi. That, he didn't mean the classic definition of Makalkel. He meant it's a little bit like Makalkel. It looks like Makalkel a little bit. And if not for the fact that you need the grogers, it would be usher. I'm not sure what that means. Rashi's impossible here.
Yeah, that makes sense. You can't just break a barrel.
What?
You can't just break a barrel.
Why not?
Stop. Are we allowed to break a barrel now?
Why not? But why not? Rashi holds. There's no binyan by Caleb. And there's no steer by Caleb.
Otherwise,
the Gemara is going to ask that question in a minute. You'll see there's a whole special halacha by figs. Could have said, get a food.
What's the practical thing? They always do a deal with practical.
Right. The Ran has a different shot. He says, of course there's binyan by Caleb, but only by big Caleb, not by little Caleb. Can a chiluk is that? I don't. Because he says it has to have 40 sa. If it's the size of a mikvah, 40 sa, then there's a binyan and steer by Caleb. But if it's less than that, no such iser at all. Therefore, there's no problem. Aye, what about the rabbanim? It's arach achila. It's arach achila. It's not a problem at all. It's also difficult. Tosavos comes up with the third answer, which is the answer that we all rely on, which is there's no problem of opening a kli. It's already a little bit open. It's already a broken kli. He calls it musticky. And he has a whole, this whole Tosafos talks about why it's okay. we're not talking about Makalkel. It's not, you're not allowed to be Makalkel. We're talking about a kli that he calls it, it's ru'ua, it's like broken, it's like rickety. The ein binyan, and does not have, it's not, what do you mean stira? It's already on its way down. It's already almost broken. So I'm breaking it. I'm not doing anything. That's the beginning of the halacha l'maisa aspect of opening things that are supposed to be open, meant to be open, all these issues. Okay? Ubelvad, as long as shlo yitzchav and lasas kli. You don't have kavana to make a kli. If you have kavana to make a kli, none of this will apply. I don't want to make a kli over here. Right? The A nogvin magufa shel chavis, and you don't puncture You're not allowed to make a hole in the magufa of a barrel. What's a magufa? The art school calls it a bung. What's a bung? I looked it up. A bung is as follows. A bung is a cover. Let's say you have a jar of pickles. So the lid of the jar of pickles goes outside the jar. Right? A bung is like a stop, like a cork. That goes in the bottle, in the jar. That's a bung. So you could make a hole in the bung and have the stuff come out through the hole in the bung. You could do that. Or you could just break it. So, Ein Ogvin Maguvah Shalchav as Divrei B'Yehuda. V'chachav HaMatirin. The Chacham say it's okay. V'lo Yekivena Metzida. Can't make a hole on the side of the barrel. V'yim Ha'isen Nekuva. And if there's already a hole there, lo Yitein Aleh HaShaiva. You can't seal it up with wax. Mibnei Shehu Memareach. Because you're smoothing it down. You hear that? When you put the wax there, you're going to smooth it down to cover the hole. What if there's no wax? What if not for that problem? Then it'll be okay? Shouldn't be, right? Why not? Binyan, right? Other problems. Right? Have a Machav Patish. Right? So what's going on here? So there's three answers to this. The Magid Mishnah says it's not Makib HaPatish if the sealant doesn't go into the barrel. Why that should be, I don't know. And therefore, just putting, smearing something on the outside of it, not a problem. That's one answer. That's a difficult answer a little bit. The Beis Yosef says that the wine inside will be lost. The wine, there's a hole, there's a leak, and the wine's dripping out. Right? Here, if that's the case, it would be a problem. But here, we're not talking about a hole. The hole's on the top. The wine's not leaking out anyway. So you didn't do anything to the kli. You didn't fix it. Anyway, the wine's not leaking out. So what's the issue? It's mimareach. Smoothing something down. You're smoothing down the wax. It makes sense? No?
No.
Doesn't make sense?
No.
Why? Because you say, so what if the wine's not leaking out?
It's not leaking out. What are you doing? What's the purpose of doing
it for? Uh-huh. If you're doing it to stop the wine from leaking out, then it's around itself. Uh-huh. I hear you. Okay. In the box is a whole different answer about really telling us the Durabanan. And by the time of Chacham to get to the food, maybe we'll make it a little complicated. Okay. Amar of Yehuda.
I'm taking
exceptions. Right. Ma'izabal of Ba'ariv. They once came to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai with this story in the town of, in the province of Arev, Arabia. Farmer, he said, Chosh Hashanah li mechata. I think there's a big chata's problem here. This could be a, it's a deraisa here. That's what I think. Amar Voshia. Before we get to the barrel, we're going to talk about the knife. What's the head that would carry a sword on Shabbos? Right? Is that Muksa? So Amar of Oshia.
It says it's the town of
Galilee. Excellent.
Not Arabia.
Okay. Amar Voshia. Lo shanu ela drusos. This only applied by compressed figs, packed tight. Avol mefurados. But if they were separated, lo. You would have no hechter to bring a knife. Why? Because you don't have to cut them anyway. Once you're bringing a knife to cut them, then we'll let you slice open the barrel. But if you don't need a knife to cut them, what are you touching a knife for? So wait a minute. You're not allowed to touch a knife on Shabbos. Mefurados lo. No, what's going on? Meisvei, Rishur Megamil Omer, maybe under Mezachav Shal Yayin, you're allowed to bring a barrel of wine. Umeitiz Rosha Besayef, he slides it open with a sword. Umeichel of the Archim B'Shabbes, you give it to the guests. Ein Choshesh, no problem. So Hahu Hahi Rabbanon, yeah, that Shita is Rabbanon. Masdisa Reb Nechemiah, our Mishnah is the Shita Reb Nechemiah, right? That what? Remember Reb Nechemiah? Reb Nechemiah was a super machmir by Muksa. He basically didn't allow anything. What do you have? You need a knife? So don't cut into small pieces. You'll live. Right? You don't need a knife. So according to him, Taka, if it's pressed, no matter what, you can't get this knife. So now, Umay Duchke Reboshia, looking at Zizek Reb Nechemiah Ubedrusos, what possessed Reboshia to say that this Mishnah holds like Reb Nechemiah? And we're talking about pressed figs. So therefore, since you bring in the knife to cut the figs, so that you're allowed to do, once you're holding it already, Look, my Frodo's Rabbana. Just give a simple answer. Say we're talking about Frodo's separated fig. That's the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan allow you to carry a knife for any reason. A knife is an important item. What if there's such a difficult shita? I'm a Rava because Masnis and Kishise. The Mishnah was difficult. My area, the Tonic Grogros. Why did the Mishnah have to single out what kind of fruit you're busy with? List the Peros. It should have said Peros. Even though Mati was 100% correct, the Gemara always, or the Mishnah always gives an example of something practical and common. But the Gemara was bothered by that. Elish Mamina Bidruzos. What do you see from here? It must be. We're talking about Druzos. Who says that? Who says that? How could that make sense? It can only make sense if it's from the Gemara. Okay? Okay. Next. Tani Chada, one Brisa taught, Chosalos, a basket, shall grow gross of grow gross, shall tomorrow more of dates. Matir, so the basket's made out of like wicker. So matir, you can untie it. Umafkia, or you can rip it up. Or vachotech, or cut it up. Vitanya Ida, another price that says, matir, to untie it you can do. Avalo mafkia, avalo chotech. But you can't rip it, or cut it, or do any of those things. So again, lo kasha, harab banan, harab nechemia. It's a machlokas. Vitanya, harab nechemia omer. Afilu tarvad, even a spoon. Afilu talus, even a talus. Afilu sakin, even a knife. Any tall and elitzarach tashmishan. You can only use it for its specific purpose. So how are you cutting the wicker? If you could untie it, assuming you get around the untying problem, it's like kayama, whatever it is, that you're doing it, you're using your hands. How else are you going to cut it? With a knife? What are you bringing a knife for? You don't have to carry the knife. You don't have to touch the knife. You need to cut the challah. You can use a knife. You want to cut the basket? That's not a mutter. Okay.
Now, how do you define the use of a knife in the Shabbos? So is that for just for what?
Just for food.
Only food?
Yeah. No. What do you use a knife for? Like those commercials, you could have cut a nail? Who does that? Right? That's not really common use. Okay. No, I sound terrible. Right? Okay. By my name, Erev Sheshes. The answer of Sheshes is the following question. I'm not sure what this case is. Mahu lemivraz chavita biburtia b'shabza. Can you stick a hole in the side of a barrel on Shabbos and then making a faucet? Can you stick a hole? Is that what the case is? Stick a hole with a spear in the side of the barrel. And then whatever's in the barrel will drip out. Basically, you're creating a hole. Can you do that on Shabbos?
You spear from the garage and you just
puncture. Yeah, and puncture, make a hole. You want to get to the wine. Yeah. What's the now? Lepitzcha kamachav v'aser. Did you want to make an opening? And that's aser. Why is it aser? Why is that aser? Right? Why is that aser?
Makapatish,
breaking, whatever it is, right? Oh, Dilmore, maybe La'ayin Yafaka Machafim Mishari. Maybe there's already a hole there, Rashi says. Laharchiv Motzei Yayin B'nekiv Gadol. There's already a hole there. A little tiny hole. All you're doing is making it bigger to give more air to come out, more wine to come out. B'dlo Nakiv like Kederach HaNogvin Nekiv Agul V'yafah. Because there wasn't a good hole there before. You want to make a good hole. So Amalei, a piska come achav v'aser. No, you're making a hole, right? You don't have a hole there. You're making a new hole. You have kavanah to make a hole, and therefore it's aser. Meisve, 1 second. Shir be'gamliel omer. Maybe adam chavas shal yayin u'matas rosh b'sayim. But didn't we just say that Rosh Shimon said he could take a sword and slice open the top? So what's the difference? You're slicing open the top and making a hole on the side. What's the difference? Right? What's the difference? So the Gemara answer is no. Hasam, by the case of the taking off the top, Vaday la'ayin yafaka machavin. You certainly were doing that to make a good opening. Therefore what? Therefore what? Therefore it's mutter. You just made an opening. It's not a patnish. I'm not sure I have an answer to that question. Right? Because you're opening the barrel itself as opposed to the lid. That's the pshat. Here you're breaking off, not just taking off the lid. You're taking off a lid. That's not what you're doing. You're taking off the lid and you're slicing off the top layer of the barrel.
Yeah, it's the same thing the way we do opening up bags and stuff like that, because we're doing it in such a way as not be able to use it again.
Correct. Is that the pshat?
Otherwise, why wouldn't you just open it up?
Because you're making it's not gonna pass.
What?
It's not gonna pass.
Agreed. That's what I'm saying. That's why you're breaking it so it's not gonna pass.
Uh-huh. Because you're breaking
it.
Haha. But over here, by the case of the barrel, a minute. You made a hole in the side. Why? Who makes holes in the side of a barrel? It's not a cartoon. If you want to make a nice, good opening, so lepas nibbe pesach, I'll open it from the top. What are you doing? Obviously, what's your real kavana? Your real kavana is to do makam v'patish. And that's asa. Now, how do you apply this to modern day technology called a soda bottle? Right? Or even better, how about a bag of potato chips or a container of yogurt? There's no end. Right? There's no end to this. As a matter of fact, so Rav Moshe has a tshuva about opening bottles on Shabbos. The first Rosh Hashanah said, it is the longest tshuva in Igros Moshe. Which is an amazing statement in itself. Because you think he dealt with life and death issues, life-changing, altering childhoods that changed everybody's lives. Biggest issue was, what's the story with bottles on Shabbos? Which is a daraisa. It's not a small thing. But on some level, it's a very small thing. It's a very petty thing. In the grand scheme of being a Jew, having a normal Shabbos, it's a very small thing. Right? This is why some people are very mocked to open everything before Shabbos. Why? Because no one has any problems. I'm not saying it's that you're not allowed to. I open bottles on Shabbos. The consent is it's mutter. But certainly, you certainly want it less problems if you do it beforehand. Right? Right?
Right, but opening it up like that, it's an abnormal way of opening the side of the barrel. Why is that makam v'patash? Usually the last.
So, because the truth is, that was it really abnormal? I don't know how abnormal it was.
You always see
the old movie that the barrel is the whole. I don't know, is that normal?
No, but he's saying lift.
I'll tell you why, because these barrels, that probably makes sense. They're very heavy. Mm-hmm. How are you going to make a thing on top and pick it? You can't pick that up, it's too heavy.
That's how it was done.
What?
You drilled a hole in it.
Exactly, so then why would they do that? Probably more convenient.
Why did Mars quit?
No, they're doing it in an abnormal way.
No, no, no. Is making a hole in the side of it abnormal?
No, that's normal.
No, it's quite normal. What would be abnormal is to ruin the barrel.
Exactly. They still do it today.
They didn't just take off the top. They also sliced off the top of the barrel. Why?
Because
I ruined it. Now that I ruined it.
Doesn't that really make the hole in the side of it?
No, that's normal. That's normal. Now that I ruined it, how could I be back in a pot? How could that be? I ruined it.
You still do it the same way today. If you want to get into a barrel, they drill it.
It's too heavy to lift.
Right? Yeah. You want to go through the top? No way of sealing it.
That's exactly the point. Okay. What are we up to? Ein nogfin magufa. Then we said, you're not allowed to put a puncture in the magufa. So, you can't put a puncture in the bung, in the cork.
The bung.
Yeah, we'll call it a cork.
Not a bung.
Bung, I know. Amar Huna, machlokes lamaila. The whole machlokes is above. Above what? Above what?
The top of the
bung. The top of the bung. Why? Because according to Yehuda, you just made an opening. And therefore Tasser. According to the Chacham, that it's mutter, this is not a normal thing to do. You don't make holes in the cover, right? What would you do if you wanted to open the barrel? Just take the cover off. Making a hole in the top of the doesn't make any sense.
You got the bung out.
Right? Exactly. So since you made a hole in the top, it's abnormal, and therefore it's mutter. Avol menatzad, But if you make a hole on the side of the bung, the bir kol aser. No one holds that's mutter. Everyone holds that's aser. V'hainu diktani lo yikvenu mitzida. That's what the Mishnah meant when it said you can't make a hole on the side. Rechista amar. Achlokas minatat. No, achlokas is on the side. Avalamayla, avalagaba, the bir kol mutter. Everyone holds that's mutter. That's so abnormal. I have a hard diktani lo yikvenu mitzida. But it says you can't make a bat, you can't make a hole on the side. Hazam begufa dechavis. Now that's in the barrel itself. But you can't make a hole there. It's in the barrel itself. By the way, the shaila is not just, the shaila goes on. What about opening a can of tuna fish? Or a can of beans? You want to eat beans on Shabbos? Open a can of beans, right? Or a soda can. It's endless. It's endless. And each one, there's a whole Torah. What's the story over here? Right? Each one.
Right.
The issue is
what?
Makav HaPatish? The issue is a few. Makav HaPatish. Boneh. So we are choshesh, maybe there is. It's very complicated, right?
This different.
Also, bone makav patish, and maybe soser. By the way, when you the big issue with the bottles is when you make the cap, you made a kli now. That's a very small kli. You created a kli on Shabbos before, wasn't it?
That one.
What?
I never said that one. It's very used before.
Right. By the way, some posts can hold that. Even like a can of tuna fish, which in America, that goes right to the garbage. Nobody reuses that. But in Israel, maybe in poor countries, they do use it. Or they could, theoretically. In America, who does that? Nobody does that. You know? It would be a different thing. When I was a little kid, I went to my grandparents once. And my grandmother, she was like an old, you know, she grew up in America during the Depression. She used to reuse yahrzeit candles like glasses. Today nobody would do that. If very poor people do that today. I bet even today, nobody does that even today. You know? Like, it's such a funny thing. So that's a big shaila. Right? So you take a can of tuna fish, you open up the cover. Now what? Now you have a good thing to put the change. Right? They don't have change.
Or jars of thing, and you want to make salad dressing. That's very common. You know, so people make salad dressing distort in the jar or whatever they do.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Ein nog v'nekev chadash b'Shabbos. You can't make a new hole on Shabbos. V'im ba lahosif mosif. But if you want to make the current hole bigger, that's okay. V'yesh omrim. Ein mosifin. You can't make a bigger hole. Peshavu that they both agree, shenog v'nekev yashal lechachila, that you can open up an old hole lechachila. V'tana kama, ma'ishna v'nekev chadash t'lo. Why can't you make a new hole according to tana kama? To come a sakin pizcha, because you make misakin a hole. Asufi nami come a sakin pizcha. So adding on also makes a new hole. What's the difference? Amaraba, Dvar Torah, the halach is called Pesach. Any opening, she'eino asa lahachtas ulahosi, if the hole is so small that it can't, that something can't go in and out. Sometimes you have a tiny hole, it can leak out. But you can't get anything in that hole, it's too small. Eino pesach, that's not considered a hole. For a bottom hood to gazer, be some lol shall turn to golem. For a bottom made xera, let's say you have a chicken coop. The avid liule, avira, you made a hole for the air to go out. Ulafuk, for the air to come in, I'm sorry. Ulafuki havla, for the bad smell to go out. The imbalahosif mosif. And if you want to make that hole bigger, so you make the hole bigger. Now, sufi vadilo belosh not a golem. Lo wasila sufi. The truth is, nobody's ever going to make the hole bigger. Why? Bishum rechasha. Because you make it bigger, and the bugs start coming in. So that won't happen. The eish omrim ain mosifin. You can't make it bigger. Zimnan delo tagne ekara. Maybe you won't have a hole there at all. But asila aruche bay, and you're going to come to make a hole quite large. Darish of Nachon Mishum Rabbi Yochanan halacha ki eish omrim. The halacha is like the eish omrim. Okay, what did we all just say over here? What was all that?
The size of the hole.
So it's a machlokas.
Chava is also the same thing. You don't put things into the barrel through that hole. I told you,
that's difficult. Because you keep making new conditions. Next. V'shavin, everyone said, Shinog v'nekev yashon l'chadchila. You can make a nekev yashon l'chadchila. Amar v'yudah amar Shmuel, l'ashon el v'makam asr l'shamer. That's only true if the hole was in a place that was a shimur. What does that mean? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Distime zu lo nasis el lishmor reach hayayin shlo yotze v'yiskalko." Where was this hole? This hole was in a place. Let's say the barrel is, I don't know, 5 feet tall. The hole was in a place where the reason you put the hole there was to seal in the flavor, to seal in the aroma. Avalachazek. But if the hole was made to make sure the hole that the barrel doesn't break, right? Then Osir, then he can't reopen that hole. Why? Because then you're making a new kli. I plugged up the hole to give the barrel some strength. How could you open that? I just plugged the hole because I wanted the flavor to remain inside. It's a big deal. How do you know why you did one and why you did the other? If it's above the wine, obviously it's just for flavor. If it's below the wine, Rav Amar, no. What's the chazek? He made it so low, he made it by the sediments, all of them at the bottom. Only there is a hole patched up for strength, to strengthen the barrel. Amalei Abaye L'Rava, Tanya Misayei Alach. I have a brice that supports what you just said. That what? Says Rashi. The lo paka shem pesach minei el bestima ma'al yisa. The only way you lose the name of a Pesach is by a very good plugging up. A good plugging up removes the status of a Pesach. Where do you see that? Bayis sasum, yeshal arba amos. It's a halacha. When two people are sharing a chatzah. So every house, and then now you want to go your separate ways. You hate each other, so you're going to divide the chatzah into individual chatzahs. So how do you divide it? So each house gets 4 amos. And then every opening that you have gets another 4 amos for the opening. So let's say I have a front door and a back door. I get 4 amos, 4 for the front door, 4 for the back door. You only have 1 front, you don't have a back door. You get 4 amos, and then 4 amos for the front door. Assuming that there's enough space for the chutzah to give out, that's how you give it out. That's how you divide up the space. What if I had a door and I closed up the door? And once upon a time I had a door and I closed it up. So do I get 4 amos for that door or not? So the answer is no. So, by itsasim, yesh la arba amos. A closed up door, a house, I get 4 amos. Parat says petzimav, if I completely remove the appearance of a door, ein lo dal amos. I don't get it. Why? Because closing up the hole, closing up the doorway in a very good way, is considered taking away the door. Or, by itsasim, closed up house, Anamatami called Saviva. It doesn't. Tumah can't escape the house. Parat says Petzimav. If I close up the door, then Matami called Saviva. It's Matami everything. I think it becomes a grave. If you close up all the entrances, you made this house into a big coffin basically, and then it will be Matami things on the side. What do you see though? Closing up the door. Good, very well, removes the status of the door. Gufsa is a reed, right? Like a straw, a hollow reed. A spigot. Can you put a spigot on a barrel? So Rav Asar Shmuel Shari, right? The machlokas. Mechadik mechachila to cut it up. Mechachila kuli amalol plugi the asar. Evan holds it asar. Adure. To leave it there?
No, putting it back.
Putting it back. I'm putting it back. Shari. That's everyone holds. Keep pliga to machlokas. Techaticha. It was already cut, but v'lo mesakna. But it wasn't affixed to the barrel. Man to asar. Torah says asar. Really, nothing wrong with it. Why is it asar? Kasrina dum asar lemechtach lechachila. Because if we let you do that, you might come to cut it lechachila. You're cutting it down to size. That's a malacha. Man the shari lo gazrina. Kitanoi, it's a machlokas tanoim actually. Ein chotkin shofaferes beyantiv. You're not allowed to cut a tube on yantiv. Fein tzarach lo b'shabbos. I don't have to tell you you can't do that on Shabbos. Now, if it fell, machzir also on Shabbos, you can put it back on Shabbos. Rabbi Yoshua Mekel. Rabbi Yoshua Mekel. What does that mean? Rabbi Yoshua, what's Rabbi Yoshua talking about? Ilem ha-reisha. If it's the reisha, hakam ha-chat mesakin mala. How can you say you're Mekel? You're making a kli. You're cutting it down to size. Nobody said that that's mutter. Ela seifa. Tadakam inami mishra kashari. He also said it's mutter. Ela, chaticha v'lo mesakla ikabinayu. The machlokas is where you cut it down to size, right? We didn't fix it. My savar, Tanakhama says gazminon. My savar, Yoshia says lo gazminon. Darj of Shisha Bray Davidi, Shmei Davyachon, Halacha Krib Yoshia. Halacha is like Krib Yoshia. Okay? Next. The Yamhaisa Nekuva, and then we said if you have a hole there, you're not allowed to seal it with wax. Why? Because it's machatech. What about sealing it with something else? I'm sorry, mamachik, smoothing down the wax to seal up the hole. What about mishcha? What about if you're going to seal the hole with oil? Can you do that? Rav Asar Shmuel Shari. Manda Asar. Why did Asar? Kazrina Nishum Shaiva. It's a gzera. I said, why am I using an inferior sealant? I'll use wax. Manda Shari lo Kazrina. Amalei with Rav Shmuel by Rav Yochanan Rav Yosef. Beferishim Artla Mishmei Derav Mishcha Shari. He told us Beferish it's mutter. Amar Tavas Mishpa. Tavas Mishpa said Amar Shmuel Hai Tirfa Da Asa Aser. This leaf of a hadasim is Aser. You better make a hole out of that, a tube out of that. My Taima V'yem Rav Dipta Amar Gzer Mishum Marzev. It's a Gzer you're going to make as spigot. Rashi Amar Gzer Mishem Yiktom. Maybe you'll cut it. My benaya, what's the difference? It can benaya to cut the manchi. It's already cut. Okay, that basically ends the story of the barrel of the holes. Again, Rana Allah Al Maisa. I didn't even. There's like 8-10 pages in the back. Every kli could think of what's the story. I mean, there are some general principles. It's very difficult sugya. A lot to talk about. We have a lot to talk about besides. That's the story. Beisadja is some kind of shirt, right? How do they translate it? A talus?
Felt padding.
So Rav Asar, Shmuel Shari. One said it's Asar, one said it's Mother. Birachid, if it's soft, Kuli Amalo Plagid the Shari. Everybody holds you out of carrot, wear that. Bikashin, Kuli Amalo Plagid the Asar. If it's hard, everyone holds Asar. Ki Pligi, what's the whole machlokas? Bimitsioi, it's mid-level. Manda Asar, Mechzikim Asai. The one who says Asar, it looks like he's carrying. He looks like he's carrying. What are you wearing that stuff? Uman Deshari, lo mechzikim asai. Definitely machlokas about it. But Rav, la beferish el becholiker. We don't know that Rav said beferish it's Asar. We just have a story, but we inferred it. And the Gemara is going to say, you made the wrong inference. Why? What's the story? To Rav Vikla lahu Asra. Rav went to a certain town. Davale be le Ravcha. There was no room in the yeshiva there to sit down. So Navag Yasin Bekarmelis. So Rav went to sit down into the Carmelis. Isolate Beisadja, they brought him out some felt. Lo Yosef, he didn't want to sit on it. Man de Chaz, they saw Rav Yishom de Beisadja Aser. They thought, Rav holds Beisadja's Aser. So lo, that wasn't the reason. Rav, Achruze, Machruz, Beisadja Shari. He announced it's mutter. Right? I don't want anyone to get the wrong impression. I'm telling you it's mutter. Why won't I sit down? Because the other Chacham don't have anywhere to sit either. Right? Mishum covered Rabbi Seinu lo yeshev alav. He wouldn't sit because they didn't have anything to sit on. Mani, who are they? Rav Kahana v'Rav Asi. You hear that? People see, sometimes a gadol does something, right away he jumps to conclusions. But Rav said, it's not Asar. Why won't I sit on it? Because they don't have anywhere to sit. Right? Okay? Next.
So they're all sitting outside. They're all outside. There was no room in the Beit Kodesh for all three.
Gdol
Yadar.
The Gdol Yadar.
The little kid is taking the old spots.
Okay, next. Next Mishnah. Nostin Tavshol Zohabor Bishvil Sheyei Shamor. You're allowed to put food into a pit so that it should stay protected. Is there anything wrong with that? Nothing wrong with it. It's like Ozan and Talachas of Hilchos Shabbos, you know? There's nothing wrong with that, right? There's Hamayim Hayafim Biroim. You can put good water into bad water. In other words, let's say you have a bottle. sealed, and you want it to get a little warm. Stick it in the mikvah. That's a bad water in the mikvah. It's all very very dirty. B'shvil she'yitzadenu, you want it to cool off the other way around. If it's thrown in b'chama, b'shvil she'yichamu. Or you can put a cold water into the sun, then it should get a little warm. Leave the bottle outside for an hour, right? We'll get room temperature, get a little hot. It's okay. You're not cooking, nothing wrong with that. The Gemara is not even going to discuss all that. Next case. Misha nashru keilav baderach. If your clothes got wet while you're walking, b'mayim, in water, ma'alechet, you can keep on walking. You don't have to worry. What are you worried about? What are you worried about?
It looks like you
laundered them, or maybe you're going to squeeze them. Right? It's a new chumrah. You're not allowed to go out on Shabbos when it's raining. It's not so true like that. Now Rashi says something which is impossible. Rashi says, may shenashru, shenaflu lemayim b'shabbos. Your clothing fell to the water on Shabbos. Were you wearing them?
What?
Rashi says you're not wearing them. No. Your clothing fell to the water. Because it's Fasemis. What's Rashi saying? A case like that? Now you want to know, they fell into the water. Not going to put them on? The Mishnah says, not a problem. Mishnah Berurah says, you can't do that. If they fell into the water, now you want to wear them, that you can't do. If you're wearing them and it's pouring outside, you got wet, you can keep on walking. That's not a problem. But to go put on wet clothing, what kind of hector is that? Right? This Fasemis leaves Rashi Torah here. Why Rashi say that? Good question.
How can the average person tell if you got them wet because you were in the rain, or because you fell into a lake, or because your clothing fell into a lake?
What?
How can the average person tell when you're walking what happened?
It doesn't matter. It's not for the average person. It's what are you allowed to do. But, you're right, higia l'chatzer, hachitzona, if you come to the outer chatzer, shotchin b'chama. You take them off, and you let them dry. Avalo kineged ha'am. But you don't let them dry in front of other people. Why not? Why not?
Marisayin.
Right? It's Marisayin. So if it's Marisayin, how could you do it in private?
Even
in private, right? So you can take them off and let them dry, but not in front of people. It's not a, you can't do something that's also because of marisai even in private, right? What's the answer to this question? Have it myself. So the answer is as follows: this is a big yisod of marisai. If what people are going to accuse you of doing is an itzah derabanan, you can do it in private. If what people are going to accuse you of doing is an itzah daraisa, that you can't do in private. So, if you have meat and you have coconut milk, and people that are looking at you are going to think you're doing it, what do you have, basar b'chalav? It's an itzah daraisa. You can't do that even in private. However, if what they're going to accuse you of doing is only itzah derabanan, you have to say this is an itzah derabanan here. Why, having chicken with coconut milk, then in private I can do that. Yeah, I said this all the time. Big child, you stop off on the side of the highway. The only place is McDonald's. Can you go to the bathroom? The answer is probably yes. Why? As far as I am. No. You know what you can't do? You can't walk into McDonald's with a kosher sandwich and sit there and eat it. They're going to walk by, what's this guy with a yarmulke eating in McDonald's? No, but I'm eating kosher food. Yeah, but they don't know that. So what does it look like you're doing? It looks like you're eating treif. That's a daraisa. To see you walk into the men's room, what is that? That's not even anything. You hear the chiluk? Here, you're forced to say that what they saw you doing was only derabanan. Therefore, in private you can do it, not in public. Right? The thing with the gas station, it's not a good example because it's not in private. It's in public. But I'm just giving you, just to make it an example that comes up. You hear the thing? So you're putting out the clothing to dry. It's not a daraisa, for whatever reason, for various reasons. So therefore, in private, you can do that. In public, you can't. So you have to see what's the chiluk, what exactly is going on here. So it could be it's derabanan. That's what Tosfos. I didn't make this up. Tosfos. Mishnah Berurah says this as well. Okay, let's just do one minute. So pshita, is it obvious? Why can't you put food into the barrel, into the pit? What are you doing wrong? Now the tema nitzar mishum ashvi gumos. I would have thought we were afraid of making gumos. Kamash, well, not an issue. That's a mayim biyafim. Mayim yafim, right? Biroyim. So pshita, why can't I do that? Same way it's tricholei. It's a tzorim bechama. So now it also goes on the pashut. Now the tema nigzar dilma artilat muya beremet. Maybe I'm going to start now using coals. Kamash, well, it's not a problem. Main issue. I'm a good my rod. Call Malcolm Shadzer Chama Fnei Maris Ayin. I feel the Chadzer Chidar Asa. That he can't do it even in private. Knan, Shachad in Mechama Lolo Kenegad Am. Tanahi, Tamachlokes. Titania, Shachad in Mechama Lolo Kenegad Am. Lozer Meshimit Osirin. They say it's us. It's Tamachlokes. What I said before about the Maris Ayin, that's how we pass it. Okay? Very good. We'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day.